What I'm doing here is making core catchers to put inside the barrel. The core catcher acts as a blocker inside the base of the barrel to keep the sediment from coming back out as you're pulling the barrel out of the sediment. Basically, it overlaps into the barrel like this. These fingers are bent down, and as the sediment comes back down, it holds it within the barrel. We basically start off with strips of brass shim. This is 0.001 gauge shim. Recommended range is 0.01 to 0.015. We cut the brass shim into strips that are in lengths dependent on the diameter of the barrel you're using. For instance, we use 3-inch barrels, and so the lengths of our shim are about 9 1/4 inch to 9 1/2 inch long. Basically, you want it to fill in the inside of the barrel with a little bit of overlap so that you can rivet the overlap together. Once we cut the shim into our proper length, we cut the fingers out using a punch. Simply insert the shim into the punch. We line up the brass shim in the punch. Punch finger. We then move it over. Punch another. The end result is shown here. This is a length of shim that we've gone completely through, and it breaks away to show a core catcher. This is recycled at a later date.